It's a modern. It's a modern interactive gallery. They rightly select candidates for their very professional art piece from among staff at the gallery. Everybody's eager for it. You are both lucky, and maybe the most eager of all. You will in no way squander this chance to have a ball. Preemptively sent to your respective dressing rooms, it took a moment's effort to choose what you would wear below. Is it augmentation? Is it replacement? You step behind the small screen, and when you step out, you are as you have never been before. This is part of the exhibit. It advertises the opportunity to observe, enjoy, and revel in a unique observational experience, a unique drawing experience, too. Things seldom seen in life drawing galleries. And the place's air is of a gallery. It is quiet. It is calm. It is sedate. People move from room to room, exhibit to exhibit, flowing in and out. The only thing that makes this one different is that its participants are going to change positions and roles throughout the night, that you are going to dock and connect in twitching and erotic poses as your counterparty, who must be as denied as you from the trickling juices coming in view from her puffy, plump lips as she walks past, as her hips cant from side to side, as her ass jiggles on the way by, as her shoulders, their elegant curve, her denuded of her robe. She steps into the gallery and with aplomb hangs it up, then walks nude to the dais, taking her position. Long hair just covering her protruding nipples, but they are erect and not entirely from the movement of the pleasing air currents. Indeed, this gallery is the perfect temperature. Your erection sports a slight bulb at the base, which may inflate to knot and dock you with someone you slipped into. There is a power and a potency as the lines and connections to your denied and ripened balls must pass through this turgidity, standing in its rigidity at a perfect diagonal angle, the perfect angle for display, and it barely sways as you approach her. Every step taking the tip of your erection nearer to her soaked entrance, and the exhibit begins with you standing just behind her. There is a little red light on the dais as you chose from a menu of selections which piece you would sport below, through which connections the creamy contents of the dreaming, seeping, seeming, nagging, teasing testes that contain their breeding cargo, their spermatic tail curled, ready to spurt into her, squirt into her, spatter in her deepest insides, in the same way you chose a knotted, erected, average-sized but potently wide tool with which to explore her deepest depths, her breasts against your shoulder, her lips against your neck. The starting position is twined together, with your tip against her entrance but not inside, so you can feel the springy elasticity in the way she can't hide her deep juices. The outer lips seem to open up, a relaxation deep in her body that also equates to her leaning more tightly against your shoulder, depending on you, hanging off you as her breasts depend, hang against you, the slight spreading to either side as she uses you to carry her burden and to feel their heavy weight, so she can appreciate the tingling twitch from your member as she steals a waltz on you. The light is red, meaning neither of you can move or make deliberate moves, but she saved the potential energy of her breasts, holding them up with one arm until she was right against you, until she was 0.1 second from the gallery start position, and then she moved her hands, and a good boy's erection became perfectly aligned from the heaviness of the potential energy of those mounds against, of her soft lips against the neck. Her ear almost against your lips, so you could whisper to her, but you don't. That might count as a move in the delicate and pleasant game, in the slow pageantry, in the fata morgana of the show, the perfect angle of light, the perfect angle against her tight, dripping, it begins yellow. The light turns yellow. The spotlight on you makes all else dark. There are others here, but they are drawing quietly, enjoying with reverent heat. Maybe they also ache at witnessing, but she in particular aches at witnessing how she can drape herself against you and you hold her up strong, how long and firm. She doesn't know the special features that this seed inside, the deepened sperm from the deeper wells, from the deep storage that only happens when one piles day after day of denial upon the already beleaguered and turgid testes, where they are at tension with their environment, where they could become no more full without the pining ache in the mind of the owner of that hard, tormented star of the show, needing to blow. You're aglow with a heat that is firm as she slides her lips against the tip. It is like the very head of your erection is knocking at her perfection, doors parted wide to spread inside the fertile open fields. She feels like she's just touching you, the perfect size, to barely give any satisfaction as she drops to the halfway mark, as she moves left, right, just at red, she stops. She stopped right before the light turned red. Her lips are now left in that rightward movement that she was going to adopt. Just the very tip of the head, not even enough to push at the muscular ring inside of her, just enough to open her, and your erection green sings inside of her as you are forced to complete a motion that your knotted cock craves, that your erection must adopt. For the testes below to stay on schedule, to blow on schedule, to maybe, just maybe, manage to eke out the tormenting filling and flooding of the fields inside from the tip of your spout that she is waiting for, that her movements are all about, designed to delay balls that are unemptied, a shaft that is now touched, kissed on the tip, a shaft that is now touched by her lower lips as she stays perfectly still. You instill in her filled, half your shaft, one slow red. You stop, just in time. But stopping takes willpower, and you are there. The heat of her squeezing around you, her lips get tighter, like they're a winding spiral. Like the longer you spend in her, the more time for her to get tighter and hotter. Which is perfect because you get to go harder and wetter as she slathers herself, paints herself, displays herself. The two of you are on the dais, but the dais of your display model, with its perfect marble-hard base, with its firmed, slightly squishy, yellow. Her hand touches your testes, not the one over your shoulder. She leans up and presents her neck. It is a submissive, sublime bearing. You do not take the bait, but you can feel the weight of her breasts now. Your arm is between them, one on either side, which means one nipple is rubbing against the outside of your arm as she slides her chest forward and back, a hungry serpentine undulation replicated in her lower body, using your beautiful pillar for the most delicate masturbation of both of you, so delicate as to barely affect you, but that same delicacy in her is a self-manufactured poison. There's only so long until you spurt something with a attention-grabbing effect into her heat, but green. It went from yellow to green. You thrust. You take that opportunity. Maybe she thought she'd get to take a rest for a moment, to be a pretty, free, independent standing piece instead of a combo diorama. Aroused, denied, the wave of her heat you can't hide from the way she stretches. You know now, She would be able to take your knot. She would be able to be locked on your cock. She can handle it. She knows she can handle it. She counterpicked her genitalia to persist and insist on her own denial to make sure the pleasure wouldn't go above the curve of what she can handle. She's trying to be predictive. Thrust, thrust, rapid fire, pistoned hips, spurt, pistoning, thrust, thrust, but the spurting is only her juices being pushed out of her insides as her vacuum seal. The deeper into her you get, the more her core squeezing, tenting, heat at the tip beckons your seed not to cover, your sperm not to coat the fertile fields outside. They are mere temptations. The narrow path, the middle road, leads to her deepest place where you will get to explode across a vulnerable, aching depth. An untouched suckling at the head. Her most fertile spot identifies itself